This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
First of all, I want to mention this because my wife is going through this right now, and that's the subscriptions for massages, okay?
Uh-huh.
And how hard it is to cancel these things. These companies, and not only just massages, but anybody that's out there, if you've got a subscription on something, it's so difficult to change something or just to completely drop it. I mean, they will ignore you and ignore you and ignore you.
Well, I had signed up for that stupid Cindy Crawford. I don't know. She had cantaloupe technology or something. Remember that stuff? Like it was, oh, I forgot who makes it. But anyway, it's really costly, right? And you get it every month. That was next to impossible. I got on the phone. I said, hey, I want to cancel this. It's like a cream or whatever, right? And you get it every month. And I call it, and she's like, well, we already have one in the mail on its way. And I said, no, that's not true. And she's like, yeah, it's already on the way. And I'm like, well, I need to cancel it. I'll take that one. And she's like, are you sure you want this? Because now we have a special gift bag that comes with this. And I'm like, no, just cancel it. It made it impossible for me to cancel it. I finally screamed and said, just, I might have said the F word, F and cancel it, and I hung up.
It should be illegal.
I know.
It really should, to treat consumers like this. If you want to cancel something that you're paying for, now granted, go ahead and pay for it if you've already gotten it and you ordered it or whatever. I mean, you should have a chance to return it if you want to and get your money back. But let's say you don't. If you call or go online and you cancel something, it should be effective that day.
Right.
Okay? That's the way it should be.
Didn't you think because you and I talked about this off the air, wasn't she charged like $400 or something?
$400.
Yeah. And she can't get an appointment,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, wow. And it's some dumb massage place. Right. I don't know where it's at, okay?
It's called Happy Endings, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. She's been trying to get me to go with her, but just haven't been able to pull that off yet. But yeah. Nevertheless, okay. So, but she's been a part of this thing. A, she can't get an appointment because they're always packed, all right? So they obviously do a good job. There's nothing wrong with that. My argument is that if you want to cancel something because it's inconvenient or you just can't get it doesn't fit your schedule, let's say, then you should be able to cancel. They've already charged her for months at $400. It was over $400 for like 3 or 4 months membership. And during the entire time, she's not been able to get an appointment and tried over and over and over again.
And I looked up that Happy Ending thing on it's a whole thing on Reddit. You guys should read it.
Is it really?
It is a whole thing. Nobody can get out of it. It's on.
They just delay, yeah, push it back.
It's on Reddit. Well, there's all kinds of fine print that nobody read, because nobody reads fine print. And it's a whole thing.
How can you call yourself Happy Endings?
Exactly.
When there is no ending. There's no ending to your subscription.
Well, she couldn't even get happy because she couldn't find an appointment.
Exactly. There's no happy ending to it at all. It's miserable.
I remember and then you guys are going to laugh, but I belonged to Gold's Gym, right, when it was a thing.
Yeah.
Same thing. It was like $23 a month, and I was poor as hell, and I needed to get out of it. And they make it impossible. They literally make it impossible.
Did you have, like most gyms, you have to go to the gym and cancel there?
Because I tried to call. I exactly had to do that because I tried to call. Nope, you have to come in and sign a paper. Oh, okay.
Okay, that should be illegal. You should be able to go to their website. They should have a little box there. I quit.
Yeah.
I quit. I quit. Very exactly. simple. Yeah. You click that, hit submit, boom, it's over.
It's done.
That's the way it should be done. And there should be a law against this. And I guarantee you there are plenty of women listening to our show right now that you have one of these subscriptions. Maybe it's not at Happy Ending, but it's some massage place out there or something like that, that you cannot get canceled. And you've tried and you've tried, and they continue to bill and bill. That's how they make their money.
Well, and it happens on Amazon too, because I know that Carson is a big subscription guy, because you know you get that discount.
Oh yeah, I mean the 15-20% off your first order, and then they hook you, and then you can't get out of it. I was gonna cancel the second month, and I didn't cancel it.
And they automatically, and you know this, they automatically on Amazon put it as the only option first. You have to go and re-click that it's a one-time buy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Frog does this with games.
Yeah.
He'll get a game, and it's good for 60 days, let's say, or 30 days, whatever. And then you got to go, but at least they make it easy. The games seem to make it easy because I go into my phone. It's got a subscription page in there.
Right.
And I can just click, boom, 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 opt out, and it works. I never get charged again. That's how easy it should be. But these other places, man, they hook you and they will not let go.
Man, that's a pricey thing. Well, I guess it comes out because, like, if you think about a massage, it's what, like $60 or whatever? And so is it unlimited for $400 a month? Is that what the deal is?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think it is. And but
so in your head, it sounds like a great deal.
Yeah, because I could go every week.
Yeah, then you can't get an appointment.
You can't. No, she's been trying for 3 months.
Oh, my God.
And again, the appointment has to fit your schedule. Yeah, I'm sure there's some openings in that 3 months. It just doesn't fit her schedule.
Right.
But trying to fit her schedule into their openings, impossible.
She works full time.
So, yeah. Right. So instead, why not just cancel? You go your way, I go my way, shop somewhere else. But no, they won't let you off the hook.
Yeah.
She's gone in there over and over again, ask for paperwork, a manager, whatever. Can't get it.
Because they keep saying the manager's out of town, out of the country.
Yeah. Then he got fired. At first, he was out of the country, and I guess he stayed too long or something. He got back, and the lady literally said that he was out of the country. Uh-huh. He came back. Then they discovered that he was a fraud because he wouldn't cancel subscriptions.
Wait, she said that to your wife?
Yes.
And she didn't cancel it right there?
She said she had to wait on the new manager to be hired to cancel it. Is that a crock?
That chick's dumb.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.